Welcome to the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast featuring handicap picks by Mike from MHJ Picks, recaps of selected races, and thoughts on the news in the world of thoroughbred horse racing. Thanks for tuning in. It is Mike from MHJ Picks back with you. It's been a little bit. Life has been in the way of doing a regular podcast since the Preakness. But that's okay because racing kind of teeters off until this big weekend of Breeders' Cup racing. We've got 14 races to talk about. Just exciting opportunities to see some great racing, to see the best horses, to see horses that are all going for the win. You know, on a regular weekend of racing, sometimes you've got races where you're not quite sure if the trainer is getting the horse dialed up or not, and can sometimes affect the outcome of the race. In this particular scenario, the Breeders' Cup, they are all dialed up, ready to win. So it's an exciting weekend of racing. Again, 14 races to talk about. On my website, www.mhjpicks.com. I will have the usual picks up there for full card days for both. I'll include the non-Breeders' Cup races happening at Keeneland this weekend, give you my ideas for multi-race wagers, A and B selections, go over some possible exacta, trifecta, superfecta bets you can make, and hope to help you win some money. Can follow me on Twitter at mhjpicks.com. And again, everything I provide you is free. I do this for free. I do welcome tips, donations to the cause. While I do this for free, it does have some operating costs, so I just look to cover those. I'm not looking to make a fortune here. I'm looking to help you guys make a fortune on racing. First race we're going to talk about and jumping right in is race 6 on Friday, which is a Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint. This is a grade 2, the third year of this race. It's been won by the favorite both times running before. I think this is going to be no different. I think Golden Pal number 14 for Wesley Ward with I Red Ortiz is just a cut above these horses. You may have some concerns at 5.5 furlongs coming from the far outside, but with Golden Pal speed, he should be able to get right on the front and take off. A couple of horses I like, you know, in case number 14 falters. So my second selection here would be number 10, Bodenheimer. This horse has 3 wins in 4 races. Never been in a graded stake, so obviously stepping up in class here, but is a solid front runner. And should have a scenario where he could get out there with Golden Pal and be on that front end. Sometimes in these sprint races, especially with a big field, you put a horse out there on the lead and things can happen. Or we can have a merry-go-round effect. So this horse may be a good one to play in the exactas as well. Third choice horse I like here is 2nd of July. This horse won a grade 3 Futurity at Belmont last out. That was in October, so has a little bit of a break here. Has won both races he's been in at big odds. So often gets overlooked. Obviously has some talent out of Jack Milton. Loves the turf. So this horse, you know, is one that I think could have a shot if these front runners go out a little too fast and tire. Number 13, 2nd of July, could be right in the mix. But again, I really like Golden Pal here in this race. Race number 7 on Friday is your Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. It is a mile on the turf. This is a pretty wide open race if you ask me. You've got 2-year-olds from around the world on turf going a mile. Some of the top trainers in the world. You've got a full field of 14 with 2 also eligibles. My top choice is going to be number 9, Battleground, right now sitting at 6-1 on the morning line. This is an Aidan O'Brien horse, and we know he hasn't had that much success recently here in the States. But this is a good horse, solid horse, out of war front, has a great turf breeding, maybe hasn't faced premium competition yet. And the time form figures are a little bit slow compared to maybe some of the buyer figures here. But, you know, this is a talented horse, still getting better every time. Battleground, number 9, will be my first choice. My second choice in this race is actually going to be the number 2 horse, which is a 12-1. Name of the horse is New Mandate. This is also coming from overseas. He's had 3 wins in a row with Dettori on the mount. So, you know, this horse has some talent to draw that talent. You know, again, another one of those cases where we don't know too much about the Euro runners. Here in the U.S., we get pretty hardcore on our runners. And we forget about these overseas runners that are often running against, you know, older horses, even some tougher competition when ours don't. So I think a New Mandate has a really good shot right now, sitting at 12-1 on the morning line. My third choice here is going to be Fire at Will. Okay, Fire at Will is the 7 horse, the number 7 at 12-1 morning line. This is a horse who has 2 wins in a row, including a graded stakes win here at Belmont. Goes for Michael Maker. This should be a horse that gets out looking to make the lead early and may not look back. So Fire at Will, you're getting a good price, 12-1 on the morning line, I think has a really live shot in this race. A couple others I think you've got to consider. Go Atletico is a French horse. Number 12 is looking pretty solid, as well as number 8, Outador, going for Wesley Ward. You know, very talented horses. This is a very deep race. You may even consider hitting the old all button in a daily double with Golden Pal and just kind of wait it to where you'll catch some nice payouts with some of these horses. Just look at your probables and decide, okay, I'm going to go with 2 units with all, and then for these horses, I'm going to go for 4 units, and then this other horse, maybe 8 units, you know, just depending on what those will plays look like, and I'll see what you can get out of it. It is an open race, one that you could potentially hit a nice score in, but I think you're going to have to go deep in your exotic bets underneath to make that happen. Race number 8, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies, going a mile and a 16th on the dirt course. A lot of quality horses here, but not compared to our other fields. This one only has 7. This is a small field for a Breeders' Cup race, and it's actually a really competitive field. So likely a big favorite is going to be the Bob Baffert horse, Princess Noor, who really hasn't faced much, but has been dominant. So buyer speeds are a little lower than the rest. You know, kind of hard to say what the true level of talent there is going to be. My first choice is actually going to be Day Out of the Office for Timothy Ham, who's not a, you know, extremely well-known trainer. Trains in the Mid-East a lot, or Midwest, sorry. Looking at like places like Thistle Downs is where he has a lot of his success. I think this horse trains out at Thistle Down. This is a good speedy horse, gets out in the lead. One is made in special weight, then won a grade 3, and then won the grade 1 for Zet. This horse has speed, has talent out of Into Mischief, and I think is definitely one to be reckoned with. Number 2, Vaquist, is my second choice. 8-1 on the morning line for Robert Reed and Joel Rosario. Again, Robert Reed is a, you know, smaller trainer, so it'd be awesome to see some of these guys get a win here. Robert Reed mostly out of parks. But, you know, has a nice horse here. Ran 2nd to Day Out of the Office in the last race. Has a lot of ability to run right off of the pace. I think that could be an advantage in a race that does have a lot of speed. So this horse could be in a situation where a late run is possible. My third choice is going to be Princess Noor. For Baffert, this horse, you know, has talent, has ability. Purchased for over $1 million, is 3 for 3. So don't know exactly what the talent level is here yet. Don't know if this horse gets a little bit of extra, if you know what I'm talking about, but definitely one to consider. Horses that I think will also take money here, Simply Ravishing, number one, Saez, great on front runners. This one's coming off a grade one victory. Hopefully can get speed off the rail. And number five, Girl Daddy, will be looking for a pace meltdown to make it happen in the end. Moving on to race number nine on Friday, your Juvenile Fillies Turf, a mile on the turf course. This one is another one of those, what I believe to be a pretty open race, as is usually the case with these turf races, especially because we have the unknown factors of our European invaders. I guess that's not a nice word to use, but, you know, our European additions to the... And Japanese actually could get into this race, number 16. So this race here, full field. Horse I'm going to go with on top is number 10, Campanelle. This horse is out of Ireland, but goes for Wesley Ward. Frankie Dettori on the mount. This horse is 3 for 3, has been outstanding. Won at Ascot, won at Deauville, and actually won at Gulfstream. So, you know, this horse was immediately put into stiffer competition after that win. I think this horse has a great shot right now, sitting at 4 to 1. Don't know that we'll get that price, but it is possible because of my second choice, number 5, Aunt Pearl, for Brad Cox, and Giroux is the mount. This horse is a front-running type. This horse has improved speed figures in the maiden and the grade 2 Jessamine victory. Has a lot of talent. You know, just always wonder how a front-runner is going to fare, if there's going to be any pressure. So, you know, definitely one to consider. Number 2, Miss Amulet, will be my third choice. Coming from Ireland, is an Irish horse, also raced in Great Britain, York and Newmarket, has a win and a second place there. Run against some pretty good competition right now, sitting at 12 to 1 on the morning line. A couple of other horses you're going to, you know, hear about. See maybe some, take some money. Number 4, Plum Ali. I do like the horse. Has won at every level, taken the natural increments for Clement. I just don't know if this horse is a solid value. It's a good way to put it at a 4 to 1 morning line. Definitely one that is going to be in my mix, maybe as a B horse. Number 9, Madone, I think is one that will probably end up on my B list as well. Race like this leading into the 10th race, which is your Breeders' Cup Juvenile, is one where, again, you could look at some weighted daily doubles. Hit an all button into your choice in the juvenile race. I think it's a pretty set on this horse here in the 10th race. Number 7, Jackie's Warrior. Just looking at the efforts, 4 for 4, increasing margins of victory, increasing buyer speeds, just steps ahead of the others right now at this stage in the career. Doesn't mean this will be the Derby winner. We've seen what happens with some of these horses at 2, and they kind of slow down a little bit. But right now, this horse is running basically at the level, I think, of a 3-year-old. And it's just a step above the rest. So I would definitely look at playing doubles into this horse, weight those doubles, find a few long shots. Maybe I'll catch in the first leg, pop him here with Jackie's Warrior, and make a nice cash. Second choice in race 10 is going to be Reinvestment Risk. This horse has done nothing wrong in his career. He won his maiden score, has finished twice in 2 graded stakes, just so happens to have run against Jackie's Warrior both those times. So outside of that, this horse has done nothing wrong. I think it's a very talented horse and will be right there. Maybe look at a strong and exacta play here. Third choice, going to go for a little bit of a price on number 13, Rombauer. This horse switched from turf to dirt last time for the American Farrell Grade 2. I ran a pretty solid race. So I think with the Twirling Candy pedigree, obviously can run on dirt. And I think just as a surprise kind of play here, Could do something running late should the early ones falter, or should the other horses really be trying to keep up with Jackie's Warrior? Brombauer could pass quite a few coming down the stretch and be a good play underneath, and maybe even sneak him in as a B horse. That is my Friday look, and we will be switching over to our Saturday Breeders' Cup races. Saturday's action is going to be starting at 10:15 Eastern Time. It's going to be an early morning of racing, starting with three stakes races, and at 12:02 Eastern, the Breeders' Cup action begins. The first of nine races is the fourth race, Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint. A lot of stars in this race, as there will be throughout the day. This looks to be, as most sprints are, a pretty pace-laden race. I think a predominant theory out there is there's going to be so much speed that the horses fall apart on the front end, and horses that are closing are going to win. And while that's entirely possible, just looking at the fractions at the quarters, the calls, I don't know. I just can't get away from Serengeti Empress here. Maybe I'm a sucker here, but this horse should be burning it up. And I know last time the same scenario was burning things up and kind of fell off right at the end to Bell's the One. And that was in a grade one race where finished second by a nose. Get Saez back. We can argue the point, but I think Saez is a better jockey on the front end than Gaffalione. Gaffalione has become a fantastic jockey. I just think on the front end, Saez is a little better with horses, slightly more aggressive. I think that's going to give the advantage here to number seven, Serengeti Empress. I know a lot of people don't like Bob Baffert right now, but number two, Gamine, at this distance, you know, should have the speed to get it done. Going to be right out there on the pace with Serengeti Empress. I think she's not quite as fast early. Looking at half-mile times, I think Serengeti Empress is going to be going a little bit quicker than Gamine, and that may be too much for Gamine. But, you know, I can't ignore the horse. Going to be my second choice, number two, Gamine. Number nine, Bell's the One, will be my third choice coming from the back. I think of the closers, this one has the best shot at coming in late and making something happen. Other good horses in this race, I think Serengeti Empress is going to use that speed and hold on for the seven furlongs here. I don't see the breakdown that a lot of people are predicting here coming. So we'll see who is right on that case. Race number five is the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. Big field of horses here. We're looking at 14 entered with four also eligibles. Another tough race, just because there's so many horses. There are some of the usuals, the names we know, a couple coming from overseas. But again, sprinting is not their greatest strong point out there. I'm going to go with a horse who's rejuvenated since moving to the sprints, and that is number 12, Got Stormy, as my second choice. I'm going to leave my first choice for last year. Just because I know people want to hear about Got Stormy and opinions there. This horse has been rejuvenated. I would not at all be surprised if this horse pulls off a win at this distance. His back-to-back grade three sprinting wins, stepping up a little bit in company here. Just overall with the size of the field and such. But you cannot knock this horse. My first choice is actually going to be Imprimus for Joseph Orsenio. So this horse is one that is coming off back-to-back graded wins, has a ton of front-end speed. He's going to have Irad Ortiz on the mount. I just think this horse is ready. I've always liked this horse, and I think that one race at Ascot, looking back to 2019, was a disappointment, and I think since then people kind of got off of this horse, but they need to start paying attention. I think this horse is due for a big race, and I like number 3 and Primus to get the victory here. My third choice is going to be a Euro, coming in from Great Britain, most recently from France, in a Grade 1 company. Has a winning Group 1 company, I should say, in Ireland. Number 6, Glass Slippers. You know, this horse looks to always be in it. This horse has 6 victories at the distance, has run 8 times, and has been first or second 7 of those times with 4 wins. So, you know, this is a horse I don't know a lot about. Just looking at the paper, looking at the time forms, etc., I think this horse is primed to make a big run as my third choice. A couple others you might want to consider at a price, number 14, Extravagant Kid. Hasn't quite got the job done lately, but I think is a good horse to look at underneath. Should be able to run late. Hopefully from the outside gets in a good spot. Leinster is going to take a lot of money, number 7. Again, with the aggressive Saez on there, I don't know that this horse is classy enough to get it done. Should be a great race. May try to get away with just an A of the 3 and the 12. May have to slip the 6 in there. Pardon the pun. All right, looking at the 6th race. This one is scheduled to go off at 1:18 Eastern. It's the Big Ass Fans Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. You know, I just had to say it, you know. It's a great sponsorship. I've seen those fans actually in a lot of locations, so it's a company I know. This is a race with 13 entered right now. A pretty interesting race when you look at the field. Should be a decent amount of speed here. You know, some of your top trainers have horses, some familiar names, including a couple that are surprising. They say it's K Nix Go, but I mean, to me, it's spelled Nix Go. This horse isn't going to be in my top 3, but it's just interesting to see this horse back at this level after, you know, being in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile last year, Grade 1, finished 2nd at 40-1. So it's pretty cool that the horse is coming back and is actually in good form. So that's just a fun play you might want to have. I don't know that they can beat number 10, Complexity. Chad Brown has a nice horse here who's running well, just coming off a Grade 2 front-running victory at a mile. Jose Ortiz will be on the mount. This is you know, a solid horse here at the distance, is 3 for 3, well suited for the mile. So I'm going to go with Complexity on top. Would look at on multi-race, you know, trying to get away with just going with this one here. I can understand going a little bit deeper, especially just because some of the classy horses that are in here. You know, but maybe on the pick 5 type ticket, save a little money, save some room for other races, try to get by skinny here. Second choice will be number 4, War of Will. So War of Will has been running on turf, but we all know this horse can run on the dirt. This horse actually, you know, looking at the program here, hasn't run since September, is just being, you know, slowly raced in 2020 after a pretty grueling 2019 campaign. So we know this horse has talent. Gaffalione gets reunited and could make an impact here at the mile. You know, the straight mile is probably a good distance. I know the Preakness distance suited him well. I think that might be the same today with War of Will having a good shot, I think. 10-1 morning line. Another kind of a long shot play is the number 2, Smart Samurai, or Sharp Samurai is my third choice. This horse is running well. Again, is mostly a turf horse, but has a dirt race not too far back, ran 2nd to Max Security. Finished within a few lengths. this horse is likely to be off the pace. And I think with horses in here like Art Collector, Nick's Go, some of these, Mr. Freeze, Pirate Sponge, all these horses are going to produce quite a bit of speed, which could tire out Complexity. I think Complexity could last. But if not, then you got to look at some of these horses like a Sharp Samurai number 2 that could come off and make it happen. I may, in the pick 3s, doubles, also extend the A all the way to Owendale number 12. Just always like this horse. Hard runner every time. Will come from behind, especially if the pace is breaking down. Going on to race 7, the Maker's Mark Breeders Filly and Mare Turf. We got a 1 3/16. So it's solid, solid race here. Can see going a lot of ways. We got 14 quality horses. Some horses coming from overseas. Some U.S. horses that came from overseas. Just a tough race. Former champions in here, just solid all the way around. It it's going to be a fun race to watch. I'm actually going to go with number 4, Mean Mary, as an upset choice here. Actually the morning line is 7-2, so maybe other people will be thinking this way. I see a lone speed scenario here. I know Rushing Fall is going to be right off of her. But I think Mean Mary's going to get out and go. Saez is good at that. The distance shouldn't be an issue. I am concerned on distance with Rushing Fall. Kind of the finale for this race. Love the horse. Respect the horse. You know, we'll probably have some action on Rushing Fall just because that's a horse that, you know, if you leave her out, you're going to regret it kind of thing. But I think Mean Mary is moving up at the right time. Buyers are increasing. Grand Motion's got this horse running great. Could see Mean Mary win the Filly and Mare Turf. My second choice is going to be all the way to the outside from Ireland. Cayenne Pepper is number 14. This horse for Harrington, coming in from Ireland and Great Britain, likes to run late. This horse has been lifetime in 8 races, has 4 wins and 3 second place finishes. At the distance is 1 win and 1 second place. So, you know, bringing this horse in for a tough field, just looking for something different. I think Cayenne Pepper could heat things up here. Third choice is going to be another one with a little bit of a price all the way to the outside. This horse is going for win number 5 in a row, number 10 Civil Union for Shug McGahey. Just coming off a grade 1 win over some of these horses. At a Warfront, you know, distance is not an issue here. This horse should be right in the middle of the pack and sneaking up throughout the race. Could even, you know, make an early press up there with Rushing Fall. I have a feeling will sit just off and make a move late. I do like Civil Union with a shot here. And then, of course, you can't ignore Rushing Fall. Don't forget there's a horse named Sister Charlie in here who is probably tailing off at this time but has certainly shown some greatness in the past. Peaceful coming in from Ireland looks like a good horse. Starship Jubilee, the often disrespected horse. Just a great race overall. This one's going to be a fun one to watch. Hopefully we are right on the lone speed scenario, and we'll see if we can hit a winner there in that race. Number 8, Breeders' Cup Sprint, grade 1, 6 furlong. This race does have a scratch in it already announced, and that is number 14, Vekoma, has scratched out, which will make the also-eligible Lasting Legacy get into the field of 14. You can see a lot of different winners, possible winners coming from this group. What I did like is that there is a lot of speed in a sprint, but there's a horse in here that right now it's 8-1 morning line, and I think has a pretty good shot at an upset here. Number 11, Diamond Oops, Florent Giroux on the mount. This horse is off back-to-back graded two wins, had previously run sprints, and they moved him out into a couple route races. Still ran really well, but seems to excel at the sprint. Has just a great late kick while still having some tactical speed to stay close. So that's a dangerous combination. I think number 11, Diamond Oops, is going to make a big impact on this race. 3 for 5 at the distance. Second choice is going to be number 10. This is an impressive horse. I've seen this horse race pretty much in every race and just thought, wow, this horse is extremely talented. Has always been a short price except for the maiden win. And, you know, may go off as a favorite here again, deservingly so. This horse could just go to the lead and never look back. Joel Rosario will be on the mount, has ridden him to victory twice for Steve Asmussen. Number 10, Yaupon, I think has a very good shot at the win here. Number 2, CZ Rocket for Peter Miller, is going for win number 6 in a row. You can't count this horse out. Has a couple of grade 2 victories. Has done nothing wrong as of late. Peter Miller, we know, will have his horses ready. So it'll be interesting to see what CZ Rocket can do here. If you don't like those, I mean, I think you could make a case for most of these horses. You've got Firenze Fire, the old Whitmore, makes an appearance here. You know, you've got even a horse like Collusion Illusion could make an impact underneath. Hog Creek Hustle is always a tough runner late. So all these horses could factor in. Bon Raison could all factor into your exotics. So this is one you're probably going to need to go deep in on your exotics if you want to try to hit any tries or supers here. Kind of race where I would do something like Diamond Oops and Yaupon over each other and one other horse, maybe two other horses, and then try the all button for third. And then, of course, have those with some others in exactas. I just think it's one of those races. Definitely one of those races is number 9, the Breeders' Cup Mile. This race is a tough, tough race. Of all the races this weekend, this is probably the one that I feel the least confident in. Only because I can just see it going so many ways. Full field of 14 Euros, Americans, high quality horses. I'm going to go top choice. Number 6, Safe Voyage. Safe Voyage is recently coming out of a group one third place finish in Ireland, having lost to One Master, who is also in this race, but horses also beat that horse before. I don't know, just something about this horse keeps standing out to me. May regret it, may not. 15-1 on the morning line could be quite the play. So one to really consider. I just something about the horse is standing out. Number 11, Ivar. This horse recently won here at the Keeneland Turf and looked fantastic doing so. 4-1 on the morning line, improving buyers, improving form. Nothing that, there's no reason not to like this horse, except if you don't like to bet on a 4-1. That would be the main reason. But everything else is going up in the right direction. Had something about, you know, that you sometimes get that tingling feeling about a horse, and I've got it about Safe Voyage. Maybe it's just something I ate for dinner. I don't know, but this would be the horse that logically would probably be my number one choice, Ivar, but I've got him number 2. Third choice here is going to be number 5, Digital Age, coming off of a grade 1 victory at Churchill. Chad Brown always has some great opportunities. This horse just seems to be peaking at the right time. Number 5, Digital Age. I could make a case for several of these other horses. You've got Uni in here. Hard to ever count that horse out. Factor This should be on the lead and pushing. Has a chance to hold on. Had a great race last time, especially with Giroux on the mount. Fantastic on the front end. Definitely one to factor in. Number one, Circus Maximus, ran last year in the Breeders' Cup. Ran a solid race as a short price and ran fourth. Kind of got into, you know, a little bit of, I would guess, not a trouble trip, but just, you know, went a little bit wide and had some trouble, I think, making it happen. But solid horse, you know, very classy, well-traveled horse. One to consider as well. Just a fantastic race. I mean, Raging Bull is in this race, and I've got, you know, and the B horse. This is a classic, probably have to go deep kind of race if you want to have a shot at winning these pick five, pick four, pick six types of bets. Even the pick three or the double, obviously. Maybe we get lucky with a gut feeling, but if not, you could potentially need to go pretty deep. Again, they've set these races up where they have a deep field followed by one that, you know, a couple of logicals might win. So you could even do, again, the weighted daily doubles all into the next race for a couple of these. In the 10th race, which is the Distaff, the two obvious choices that stand out are number 10, Monomoy Girl, who will be my first choice. Just absolute respect for this horse. I think this is going for like number, let me count them here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This will be number 11 in a row. No reason to think, actually no, there was a disqualification in there. Remember that at Parks. So going for 5th in a row. But has crossed the finish line first in all those other races. Just, this horse is a monster. You know, going up against some quality fillies and mares here, but I'm just, she is the champ. I think this is actually probably her last race, if I remember correctly. Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong horse, but this horse is just one that I, out of respect, am putting as my top choice. Second choice, number 5, Swiss Skydiver, off of the Preakness win. Chose not to go to the Classic to come here. Have heard a lot of, you know, people talking about that. Why would you not go for the $6 million instead of the $2 million? You know, why face this field and face Monomoy Girl rather than go against the boys in the Classic? And, you know, I'm not the owner or the trainer of this horse, so I don't know why. You know, other than the fact that maybe the Preakness took a lot out of her. You know, had a great move by Abelardo to get that victory. Horse ran her, you know, maybe the best race of her career. And so they're putting her here in this field. And maybe they just think Monomoy Girl is vulnerable and, you know, have a chance to do something there. It would be pretty nice of them to say, you know what, we won the Preakness and then we went the top female horse. Went after her and beat her. So, you know, not my place to really question why they put her here. I think it makes for a much more intriguing race, so I'm glad they did. Third choice here is going to be number 2, Harvest Moon. Flavion Pratt in the mount. This horse has won 4 in a row. Has gone from special weight optional claimer, grade 3, grade 2. Has beaten everybody. But again, hasn't faced too much. This is just kind of one of those plays where I think this horse will be sitting right off of him and has the speed should something happen with the others to run late. But again, I think this is a good race to play into Monomoy Girl and Swiss Skydiver with your doubles. And then if, you know, you don't like the payouts or you want to take a shot at beating them, beating those two, you know, look at some win bets or some pick threes or doubles here. But, you know, I think you'd go broke if you tried to include more, too many horses in this leg in the pick six, pick five, and just try to get, you know, survive in advance kind of mentality. Even though a lot of people will have that, you know, it's better to be in the game than not, so. Race number 11 is your Longines Breeders' Cup Turf, 1.5 miles on the turf. Just another tough race here. There is a horse that I do really like, though, in this field. Another one of those Tingle type of horses, but there's 10 in the race. I know we've got a couple of well-known names. Horse I like first is number 3, Tarnawa. So Tarnawa is coming off back-to-back Group 1 wins, and before that off of a Group 3 win. Doesn't get kind of the rave reviews as the other horses. Coming from overseas, maybe just the trainer and jockey are not as well-known. But this horse looks like she's ready to go, ready to make it happen. So, you know, she's coming all this way to take on the boys and run them down in 1.5 miles. I think she's got a very good shot at it, as does the second choice that I have here in this race, Magical. Magical, we all know this horse is well-traveled, very classy, has won $5 million in her lifetime, and could get the win here today. Will likely be the favorite, Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore. You know, nothing to knock on this horse, high quality horse. Third choice is going to be number 10, Mogul. Also coming from overseas for Aidan O'Brien. This horse is off a Group 1 victory in France. You know, does have talent. The American contingency in this race, while, you know, not... they're not bad horses. Channelmaker certainly has proven to be a high-quality horse, went in over $2.6 million career-wise, coming off of, you know, one of his best performances ever, I think. So, you know, could be primed and ready to go. We'll definitely have as a B horse. Lord North is one that I think, you know, is worth consideration. United, of course, is in here as well. Just some questions as to how this horse does not being on the West Coast. You know, could dominate, but it seems like one of those, you know, classic scenarios where the West Coast turf horse comes east and struggles. So, again, I'm going to go with Tarnawa, Magical, and Mogul in race 11. Brings us to the classic, race 12. Fantastic edition of this classic. We have 10 who will hopefully all load the gates. We have the regally bred Tacitus, Tis the Law, By My Standards, Tom Detat. Then a couple that are, you know, a few fillers in here with your title ready, Higher Power and Global Campaign. In my opinion, they're, you know, not kind of at this level. Global Campaign, you know, is coming off a good win, you know, hoping to carry that momentum. And then, of course, we have Improbable Authentic and Max Security, the Baffert trio all drawing outside. I just think Improbable is running lights out right now. Fantastic works. Looked at some of the videos. Looks great on the track. Is in great form. I just don't see them beating Improbable number 8 in the classic. A horse who has had a fantastic run this year, and unfortunately last race probably got the best of him because of a bad start, and he will be looking to turn the tables, and, you know, definitely has the talent to do so. That's Tom Detat, the 7-year-old. Would be a fantastic story to see him win. He is going to be my second choice. My third choice here, I think Tis the Law is going to take a lot of action. I won't have this horse as my third. I will probably have it as an A, because my third choice is going to be Max Security, the 10 horse. This horse could be tailing off. But in this case, coming from the far outside, may just take the lead, may try to sit back. I'm not sure what they're going to do with this horse, but this horse has never finished outside of first or second. Or I shouldn't say never, but hasn't finished outside first or second in quite some time. So I'm going to make Max Security my third choice. I think Authentic deserves some attention, By My Standards. You know, this is going to be one of those that, you know, if you pick the right horse on top, you know, for example, I would play maybe Improbable on top and Tom Detat, put underneath them a horse like Tacitus, By My Standards, you know, Authentic, one that we know is going to try hard, and then go with the all button, and try to catch one of these other guys running late third. you know, just one of those. If you're looking for just wanting to have some action and cash a ticket, that's the kind of ticket you could go with. If you're looking to pound the race, you know, find a few that you really like and, you know, increase the units on that bet. Exactas, tries, supers. But should be a great race, a fun way to end the Breeders' Cup. Racing will kind of tail off until, you know, December. There will be some racing going on, but, you know, this is a time of year where I kind of, you know, take my breaks. You know, I love the sport, but sometimes you got to reassess your angles, look at things. This is kind of the time of year where I do that. Of course, you've also got holidays, spending more time with family and such, but definitely will be ready for the Gulfstream Championship meet, which is a meet I focus on, and one where, you know, I've had some good amount of success, as I have in the Breeders' Cup. So hopefully this year is no different. Hopefully you guys can make some cash on it, get some winners. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Be sure to tell your friends about it. Tell them about the website, and hopefully we can all have a great weekend at the Breeders' Cup. Thanks, and hope you guys cash some tickets.